beyond, even till the 31st of December, shall be rain of favor on your life. Give him praise and glory. Give him honor and adoration and magnify his name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus, most marvelous name, we have given thanks. 1 Chronicles 12, 21 to 22. I shared this with us last Sunday, but please don't be quick to forget it. 1 Chronicles 12, 21 to 22. Bible speaking there, he said, and they helped David against the band of the rovers. 1 Chronicles 12, 21 to 22. And they helped David against the band. Please bring out your Bibles and just mark it there, because that is your scripture for the whole month. They helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor and were captains of the host. And he said, for at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until he was a very great host. Day by day, David never lacked helpers. Why? Because he was favored. Favor brought helpers to him. Throughout the remaining days of this month, and every day of this month, until the 31st of December and beyond, you will not lack helpers. Amen. It shall be a daily order of favor for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help me and congratulate your neighbor on your right and on your left. Tell your neighbor, congratulations. It is your season of favor. Congratulations. It's your season of favor. Congratulations. You are blessed on every side. Thank you, Holy One. Put those hands together. Please be seated in God's presence. Hallelujah. Prophetic theme for the month, wisdom from above and thrones. And our teaching series, which began last Sunday, is unveiling the reality of wisdom from above. And this will be part 2B, unveiling the reality of, 2A, unveiling the reality of wisdom from above. The teaching scripture for October shows us how valuable wisdom is. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 to 8, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. It says, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou embrace her. In other words, wisdom, if invested in, will be your most valuable investment. It will be our most valuable treasure. If we invest in wisdom, it will be our most valuable treasure. Proverbs 4 and verse 7 to 8. Again, let's take a look at it in TLB translation. It says, getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And with your wisdom, develop common sense and good judgment. If you exalt wisdom, she will exalt you. Hold her fast, and she will lead you to great honor. She will place a beautiful crown upon your head. That makes wisdom very important. It says, why is wisdom so important? Job 28, 21 to 22. It says, seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. It says, destruction and death say, we have had the fame thereof with our eyes. In other words, wisdom is hidden. Wisdom cannot be bought on the streets. It is not what you can buy on the streets. It is scarce but available if you know where it is sold. It is scarce but it's still available if you know where it is sold. It is not sold anyway. It can only be given as a gift. Glory to God. Job 28 and verse 23, it says, God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. So it's only God that knows where wisdom is, because he's the only wise God. Wisdom can only be given by God. in TLB, Job 28 and verse 23, he says, and God surely knows where it is found. Job 28, 23, in TLB, yep. And God surely knows where it is to be found. Only God knows where it is to be found. You and I cannot figure it out. We don't even know the depth of it. It says, but when we go to the owner of it, it's the only one that releases it to us as a gift. That's why he said in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Not let him go to the bank. Not let him go to the streets to buy. Not let him go to the store. Not let him go to his father. Not let him go to the pastor to pray for him. Let him ask by himself of God. Wisdom is not what somebody can ask for you for. Nobody can ask for wisdom for you. They can be praying that this boy is stupid, this girl is very stupid, God, please bless him with wisdom. But until you ask for wisdom yourself, you are not entitled to own any. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Why? It's the one that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Wisdom can only be sourced from the only wise God. But what is wisdom? Very quickly, what is wisdom? In this service, we shall be looking at two. Very quickly, what is wisdom? Number one, it is the applied knowledge of the truth. Wisdom is the applied knowledge, underline applied. Applied knowledge of the truth. Application of what we know is wisdom. You can know the truth and not apply it. It is foolishness. Applied knowledge of the truth. In other words, we can also say it like this. Wisdom is putting to work what we already know. Wisdom is putting to work what we already know. Matthew 7, 24 to 25. Therefore, whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them. So he knows the truth, is doing the truth, and then he said, I will liken him unto a wise man. He's a wise man. The one that knows the truth and the one that is doing the truth is the wise one. Whoso knoweth, whoso heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Challenges will come to him. So in other words, challenges will come to everybody, but the one that is standing in the midst of challenges is the one that has wisdom to deal with it. He says it will come to everybody. Well, you are not strong enough. He says, whosoever loses his strength in the midst of battle, he says it's because his strength is small. He has not gathered enough strength to be able to weather the storm. The storm will come to you, the storm will come to me, but the difference between falling and standing is the one that has wisdom, capacity to stand. Glory to God. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? Application of the truth. You are in an examination hall and you know the answer, but you didn't write the answer. So you guess what will happen? Glory to God. And then somebody is now asking you, your teacher is taking a look at you, but I know you know it. He said, yeah, I knew it, but I didn't write it. Application of the truth. What you know, if it is not displayed, is foolishness. Application of the truth is what is called wisdom. Application of the truth is what is called wisdom. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 8, it says, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. And if you write what you know to pass, you need to know enough to pass. If you are writing what you know is the truth, it is right. This is the answer. You need to write enough to be able to pass. How many understand what God is saying? Now, pass mark may begin from 50%, may begin from 40%, but it is absolutely knowing the right answers to get 100. So what am I saying this morning? They don't know. The reason many fail in certain areas of their lives is because they don't know. Or they do not apply what they know if they know. That's the reason many fail. You fail in any area of any department of your life. The reason is two. Number one, because you don't know the answer. Number two, you know, but you are not applying what you know. It's the reason many fail. But from today, you won't fail again. So, wisdom is the application of knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom are not the same. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? Let me say it again. Knowledge and wisdom are not the same. For example, and please listen to me, follow me here very quickly. Your teenager has all the information in the world at their fingertips. You ask them anything, they Google it immediately. They have all the information in the world. That is knowledge. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? They can quickly find out things even you and I may be ignorant of. But what they lack is wisdom. Glory to God. What they lack is wisdom. Because wisdom moves beyond what is. In other words, wisdom moves beyond knowledge to, is it good? Is it beautiful? Is it true? Is it good? Is it beautiful? Is it true? Many of the teenagers have knowledge, but application, they are applying the wrong knowledge. It's not the truth. How many understand what God is saying? So knowledge and wisdom are not the same. That is why we said wisdom is application of the truth, not just knowledge. Application of the truth. So you know the truth. It is the truth that you know that will set you free. Not just knowledge. Not most of the knowledge you see on the internet is garbage. It can destroy lives. But the knowledge we are talking about is the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the truth is what is the is we application of the knowledge of the truth is what is wisdom. Not just any type of knowledge. It is the application of the knowledge of the truth. That is wisdom. You won't lack it forever again. What is wisdom? Very quickly, number two, it is supernatural insight into the issues of life. Wisdom is supernatural insight into the issues of life. Job 28, verses 7 to 8, it says, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. In other words, there are things that are not revealed yet. There are things concerning our future, about some certain things that we are not privy to. It is wisdom that reveals it. There is a path that no one can find out, but wisdom says, I have been there before. I will show you what it is. I have been there before. Even earthly wisdom says, you know, earthly wisdom is not the same as wisdom from above. Even earthly wisdom says, what a young man cannot see climbing a tree, an old man can see sitting down. Glory to God. That is why a lady brings a man home, and she thinks that that is the ultimate. But the father sits down, and by mere looking at this boy, mere asking him questions, already knows that this is bad news. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? Already knows that this is bad news. But the lady cannot see it because they say love is... Glory to God. He can't see it. But wisdom can look into the future. Wisdom already sits down. Wisdom is asking questions. And wisdom, from what the person is saying, wisdom already knows this is a no-go area. Glory to God. And then when marriage, if she does not listen to wisdom, and then marriage happens, it's a matter of time before the blind eyes will be open. You won't make mistakes. I said you will not make mistakes in the name of Jesus Christ. Wisdom from above is even greater. Proverbs 21:22. A wise man scaled the city of the mighty and casted down the strength of the confidence thereof. A wise man scaled the city of the mighty. Look at how CEV translation puts it. One wise person can defeat a city full of soldiers and capture their fortress. One person. One person. ERV translation, let's put it up. A wise person can defeat a city full of warriors and tear down the defenses they trust in. One person. A wise person. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, 13 to 16. You know, that's why Solomon the wise never fought one battle. Why? Wisdom. Before it arises, he's already quenched it by wisdom. Ecclesiastes 9. It says, this wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and a few men within it, and there came a great king against it and besieged the little city and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Well, forget about yet no man remembered him. That's another problem entirely. Glory to God. That's another problem entirely, because wisdom is not tantamount to riches. If you are not doing what you are supposed to do, we'll talk about that one later. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom has access to secrets of what 1,000 war tanks cannot do. Wisdom has access to secrets that what 1,000 war tanks cannot see. Wisdom is seeing what the ordinary eye cannot see. Look at what happened to Jesus. Mark chapter 12, 13 to 17. Very quickly. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. That's their ministry. To catch him in his words. The ministry of these ones is to go to Jesus and just let him say something to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master. They started psyching him first. Master, we know that thou art true. In other words, we know you don't lie. Shh, and careless for no man. And you don't respect any man. That is, regardless of who is there, you will say the truth. They know where they are going. And careless, for thou regardest not the person of man, but teachest the way of God in truth. Now, here is our question. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? And then they were already waiting. Let's listen to what he has to say. Shall we give or shall we not give? But look at wisdom, because Jesus is the wisdom of God. But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, why are you tempting me? Bring me a penny that I may see it. And they brought it, and he said unto them, whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answering said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they what? Marveled at him. It is not everywhere that you speak, and it is not everything that you say. There are those who are waiting to catch you at your words. There are those who will tell you 20 years later what you said 20 years ago. Because what you say cannot be taken back. That's why I said be slow to speak. Be quick to hear. But be slow to speak. Be quick to hear. Wisdom sees before it happens. Wisdom is seeing what the ordinary eye cannot see. That's why Jesus said, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear." James speaking. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. And then Jesus demonstrated it again in John chapter 8, verses 1 to 6. Jesus, the Bible speaking, he said, Jesus went onto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou?" Are you going to say Moses is a liar? What are you going to say now? "But what sayest thou?" This said they, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. What was he doing? Slow to speak, quick to hear. "Lord, what should I answer these people? Lord, what is the answer for them?" Verse 7. So, when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Wisdom speaking. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one. That's how your enemies will be living one after the other. At the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Wisdom silences all opposition. Wisdom silences all opposition. Wisdom is having a glimpse of the unseen to silence our opposition. Wisdom is having a glimpse of the unseen that silences the opposition. And then he concluded in verse 12 of that same scripture. He said, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world." That is the word, the wisdom speaking. "If you have light, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." In other words, when we light comes, there is nothing that can trap you in darkness. When we gather light, darkness cannot stop us. From now, wisdom will liberate you. Amen. Now that we see what is in wisdom, how can we access wisdom? Access to divine wisdom. What is our access to divine wisdom? Number one, through a genuine heart for God. Access to divine wisdom is through a genuine heart for God. This gift requires that the giver checks our heart before he releases it. The giver must check our heart before it is released. Just like you go to the bank and you want them to give you credit, they check your credit worthiness before they give you the money. In the same way, God does not just assign wisdom to just everybody who asks for it. He looks into our heart to see if we are due or if we are worth wisdom. David, a man of wisdom, after God's own heart, a man after God's own heart. 1 Samuel 13:14. Speaking about David, he says, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue." Thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord had sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. A man after God's own heart. And what was the gift that God gave to him? The Bible speaking about David said in 2 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 20, It says, to fetch about the form of speech hath thy servant Joab done this thing. And my Lord is wise. How? My Lord is wise according to the wisdom of an angel. My Lord is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God to know all things in the earth. Wisdom gives us access to all things of the earth. He says, my Lord is wise enough to know. My David, a man after God's heart. Qualification of his wisdom, a man after God's heart. What did God give to him? He says, wisdom that is like the wisdom of an angel. You won't lack wisdom. I said you will not lack wisdom again in the name of Jesus Christ. Access to divine wisdom, also number two, through prayer and fasting. Through prayer and fasting. Isaiah 58 and verse 6, it says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Proverbs, and then in verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Prayer and fasting that generates light. And what is light? Light is wisdom. Walking in the light is wisdom. And the outburst of light is the manifestation of wisdom. So when light comes, light simply means it will be foolishness if they take light here now and you have a flashlight and then you are still hitting your leg on the chairs, against the chair. It means you are not following your light. That means wisdom is following light, doing what light says to do. And it can be gotten in prayer and in fasting. That is asking God, Lord, I need wisdom. Baptize me with it. That was what Daniel did. Look at Daniel. In Daniel chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, it says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision in those days. But what was Daniel's qualification? In those days, Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks. In other words, I was in a fast 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were gathered with fine gold of Ophir. Prayer and fasting resulting in the opening of our eyes. Now, take note of that last verse, verse 6, verse 5. He says, and I looked. I lifted up my eyes and looked. Nobody else saw what Daniel saw. Verse 7 says, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. Because no, it was only Daniel fasting. So only Daniel saw. Every other person spiritually blind. And I, Daniel, saw the vision alone. For the men that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quaking fell upon them so that they fled to hide themselves. What was making every other person run? Daniel stood. Why? Fasting and prayer that generated solution. In any area of your life that you have been blank, there will be solution for you. Amen. Your amen is weak. Amen. This month, by favor, you will see things. Amen. By light, you will walk in what you see. His eyes were opened after manifestation of light, after prayer and fasting that generated light to him. And when the light came, Daniel began to see things. You know, no matter the challenge anyone is going through, it's just one thing, solution that will turn it around. One thing. Solution, one answer. And you know, the answer can come from light. Come as light from this book, and then it will turn your life around. It will turn everything around. Some time ago, I thought my life was going down. I thought I was just failing Where will I start again? And I've shared it before, shared this before severally. And then one day I saw a scripture. What? Really? When you see what is your own, it will stop you for a minute. Are you getting what I'm saying? God is saying, you show it to somebody else, it doesn't make sense to them. But you see it by yourself, it stops you in your tracks. When that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. What? When that which is, I've been reading that scripture, it never made sense. When that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. Really? So what I thought was perfect was actually in part. So there is still the perfect that will still come. I wiped my tears. I said, thank you, Jesus. Your secret tears is as a result of lack of a way out. When the way comes, you will stand up. While others are sitting and crying, you will be standing because you have seen something. May the Lord give you understanding. Somebody will be favored today. Somebody's entering into favor today. Covenant day of favor is today. And please take note. Number one, take note. Wisdom is key to a world of favor. Anybody that walks in wisdom must walk in favor. You are walking in wisdom, you will walk in favor. You are walking in wisdom, so there is a key that opens the door of favor, and that is wisdom. Wisdom is the key to a world of favor. Proverbs 13:15, good understanding giveth favor. Good understanding. In other words, what is understanding? Understanding, which is wisdom, gives favor. Wisdom commands favor. And what will favor do? Favor changes the story of the wise. So the wise is manifesting his wisdom, and then God is releasing the favor to change the wise's story. Wherever you are, whatever you have suffered before, there will be a change for you today. Yeah. Romans 9:16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, none of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. That mercy there is favor. It is God that showeth favor. It is not of him that willeth, it is neither of him that runneth, but God shows favor. Favor, the type of favor that enthroned Joseph. From the pit, Joseph found favor. In fact, as a matter of fact, while Joseph was still in the pit, that was the first time favor came. They said, well, let's kill him. Let's kill him. One of his brothers said, bro, let's not do that. The Bible says he went back and took him out of the pit. Favor. That is, so people will go out of their way to favor you. Yeah. Those who like you will favor you. Those who don't will favor you. You see, every time I pray that prayer for you, you better say amen. 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 Say it from the bottom of your heart. Amen. Do you know what it means for somebody that does not like you to favor you? They would have done it before they realized, what did I even do? Why did I even do that? You will see it. Amen. And you will testify. Amen. Those who like you will favor you. Those who don't like you will favor you. Amen. That will be your testimony. Amen. And then again, Joseph went to the prison. So, well, again, Joseph found favor in the house of Potiphar. They sold him as a slave. He found favor again. The man said, look, I'm handing everything in this house over into your hands. You are in charge. And then somebody wanted to disrupt that favor. He found himself again in the prison. It may look like you are going up and down. The Lord is making you to gather information, to gather sense, to gather everything for where he is, for the final destination. Joseph had a final destination, but he needed to be in prison to get to that final destination. Joseph had a final destination. He needed to be able to withstand all form of temptation in Potiphar's house. Every step of the way is a step to your destination. Don't despise it. Otherwise, you will repeat it. You don't pass, you can't move. So somebody does something to you, God says, this one is not ready for the next one because the next one will be higher. You have to pass this one first. Is somebody moving forward? Is somebody moving somewhere? Glory to God. And then again, Genesis 39 and verse 1, Joseph was brought. Now, take note of this scripture. Joseph was brought down to Egypt. So Joseph was brought from up down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites. And that man brought him down again, which had brought him down. So they brought him down and they brought him down. So Joseph was just going down. But from supposedly going down, verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph. Genesis 39, 21 now. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did, he was the doer of it. Favor did not end there. Favor took him from the prison to the palace. Verse 39. Genesis 41 now, Genesis 41, 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Please take note. We don't wait for favor. We attract favor. We attract favor. You see, every time I share a testimony, personal testimony here, please key into it. I've shared this testimony before that we went to, what is that place? Disney World, or what is that one in California? Is it World or Land? Disney in California. And then I didn't know that we were supposed to pay to go in. Because I thought they said it's a big place, it will be free for everybody. It's when you just want to ride that you pay. I didn't know we were going to pay $120 each at the time. And I didn't budget for that. So I told the kids, no, not today. Next time we'll come and enter. And I saw their countenance change. And then I said, and then something, wisdom came. You already spent thousands of dollars to be here. So you want to spend thousands to come back for $460. Does that make sense to you? I said, oh, you know what, guys, let's just go. And as we were proceeding to go, two people, a lady and a man, just came and said, oh, hi, how are you? We have this ticket for you. We do this every year. It's a ticket for a family of four. I quickly grabbed it myself. Glory to God. While my wife was still questioning and was thinking, you know, women, so what is in it for you? I was looking at her like, because you are not the one that will pay now. I quickly grabbed the ticket. They said, no, there's nothing. It's just for, we just do this every year. We look for a family and then we just bless them. I said, please, let's take a picture. I don't like taking pictures, but I took pictures that day. I said, let's take picture. And then I said, guys, oh yeah, let's go. And I was still looking at them. I was watching them. Maybe they will meet us inside to come and sell something. And we went there. We went in. Everybody was inside. One of the tickets didn't work. And they came and said, is that one not working? I said, it's not working, but it's okay. They said, no, take another one. So we went inside. A family from here, 2 weeks ago or last week, were in the same place. And then they told them, oh, because of too many people have bought ticket, there is no more ticket. After flying from Calgary to California, she said she sat down and was about weeping because she couldn't even look at her kids. She said, all of a sudden, somebody just came. Oh, I have a ticket for three for you. Ah, we are three of them. I have a ticket. We have tickets for three. We just do this every year. She said she was pinching herself if it's really happening, because she remembered that, and that she just prayed as she seated. Lord, you see that testimony you gave Pastor Yemi? I need it now. I need it here. And then somebody just came. She said, even after the person had left, she was still wiping her. Am I dreaming? Is this real? Your season of favor is now. Yeah. I said, your season of favor is now. Yeah. It's today. Yeah. But how do we attract favor? Number one, through the fear of the Lord, like Joseph. Through the fear of God, like Joseph. Genesis 39:9. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Why did Joseph say that? Genesis 42:18. He says, I fear God. I fear God. By the fear of the Lord. Number two, how do we attract favor? Through kingdom advancement endeavors. When kingdom advancement endeavors becomes our priority, then we'll attract the favor of God. When we favor God's house, God favors us. Psalm 102 verses 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. It says, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Because I favor God's house, he favors me in return. I favor God's things. I favor God's work. He favors me in return. So when we favor God's work, he favors us on all sides. Mark chapter 10, 28 to 30. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house. So Peter was asking Jesus, we have left all. What is in it for us? He says, there is no one that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospels. Verse 30 says, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, that is favor, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Did you take a note of everything he said there? What's the last one? Before eternal life. Huh? With what? With persecution. So when it looks like somebody's persecuting you, it is because your reward is due. It is not the time to run. It's actually the time to stay. Because it means your reward is actually due. For somebody, your reward is now. Yeah. I said your reward is due. So that somebody now does something to you and saying, I'm not going to that church again. Never. I'm going to a church where I will be welcome. Well done. Go to the church where you will be welcome. Eh? So you are not welcome here. Go to the one where you will be welcome. One day, persecution will also come. Then you leave that one and go to another one where you will be welcome. And then one day, three persecutions will meet you there. And then you leave again. You go to another one that you'll be welcome. And you see that you are just going around in circles. There is no time to sit down to receive your reward. That will not be you again. Yeah. I said that will not be you again. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. How do we attract favor? Finally, number three, through walking in obedience. Walking in obedience. Sometimes parents tend to show partiality or favor a particular child. Why is that? Because that child is obedient. He listens. She listens. She listens to the mother. She listens to the father. And then he now looks to the other one that is showing partiality to this one, but you are not listening to me. You don't obey me when I speak to you. Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 3. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Take a look at Samson very quickly. Take a look at what the Lord showed me. Judges chapter 14, verses 1 to 4. It came to a time, Samson, the favored. Samson was favored by God. But how did Samson lose his favor? And Samson went down. Every time you see somebody going down, it's not good though, in scriptures. When it says somebody went down, he went down to Timnath and saw a woman on Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And what happened? And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughter of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistine? And Samson said unto his father, I said, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. Keep going. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Well, keep going. Okay, now, Samson would not listen to his parents. That's why he even went and got another one, getting women everywhere. And the parents would be talking. The parents couldn't talk to him because Samson is the big Samson. The big Samson. Nobody could talk to him. Favor attracts obedience attracts favor. Anybody that speaks to you and you do it, they naturally like you. How many understand what I'm saying? Anyone that talks to you and you do what they say, they naturally like you. That boy, that girl listens to instructions. So, obedience of scriptures attracts favor from above. From today, you won't lack it. Amen. I said, from today, you will not lack favor. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Disobedience nullifies favor, but obedience attracts favor. From this table this morning, as you partake of his flesh and his blood, his type of obedience will be imputed into you. Amen. Rise up on your feet, someone, and give God thanks this morning. If you have been blessed at all, give him praise and give him glory. Give him all the honor and all adoration. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' marvelous name we have prayed. Someone is here this morning, someone is online right now that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. I need to be born again. You want to say, Lord, accept me into the beloved. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I was born again before, but I walked away. But now I want to return to you. Why not this morning? All heads bowed, all eyes closed. You are in any of those categories. You want to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I need to be born again. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you. Somebody's online that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior, on ground and online. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you. And if you're doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me, and on the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards, and the fruit that you will bless them with the gift of wisdom. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You said that prayer in your heart. Why not wave your hands to Jesus right now, and somebody will be by your side to assist you. You said that prayer in your heart. Just wave those hands to Jesus, and somebody will be by your side. You said that prayer online. send a text message to the number that is being displayed right now, and somebody will also be getting in touch with you. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, somebody is ready to this morning to partake of his flesh and his blood, and there is what you're going to be saying to him. Lord, Philippians 2 and verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And then he said, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. He became obedient unto death. Lord, grace to obey you in every department of my life, in everything, every commandment that you give to me. Lord, grace to obey you as I partake of your flesh and your blood this morning. Lord, baptize me with it. Somebody else is saying, King of Glory, as this in any sickness you came in here with this morning, any form of discomfort will be disappearing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice right now. Place a demand on heaven. Lord, as I receive your flesh and your blood, this is my desire. Speak to him right now. Let this mind, the type of mind, your type of mind, your type of wisdom, your type of obedience, I receive it now. Your type of strength, your type of grace, your type of strength, I receive it now. I'm baptized with it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive it now as I partake of your flesh this morning. Every form of sickness drops off. Every form of disease drops off. Every form of discomfort drops off. In the name of Jesus Christ, speak to him right now. Speak to him this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every form of sickness, every form of disease, whatsoever was not found in you, Lord, take it out from me. In the name of Jesus, every form of discomfort, take it away from my heart. Take it away from my spirit. Take it away from my mental faculty. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive strength. I receive strength. New order of strength. Great order of strength. And your name will be magnified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
We declare the table blessed this morning. Amen. We decree that as we have said, so shall we see. Amen. As we partake of this table, renewal of strength. We decree eradication of sickness. We decree wisdom will be imputed in us and obedience, grace for obedience. We receive it now. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Let's partake of the table this morning as the overcomer's voice minister.